It's my great pleasure to introduce an institution here in Santa Barbara. Truly, this man that you're going to be seeing here has been an educator for 35 years in Santa Barbara. 35 years at La Colina in the same band room. I don't know how he did that. His band groups, his band, his orchestra, his jazz ensemble are all stellar. His marching band, he was legendary across Southern California. Just a fine, fine person. And he's the founder of the Primetime Band, along with a couple other people who you'll hear about today. And after 10 years of the Primetime Band, he asked me if I'd be the conductor, and I said, okay. And it didn't cost me that much money, so I'm really happy about that. So it is with great pleasure and pride, would you help me introduce and say hi to Van Vander Ark.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I don't know about you, but this is nap time, isn't it? Here I've been sitting, you know, those guys that sit at the end of the bench waiting to get in the game, I mean, that's the hardest place to watch the game. But anyway, here we are. I retired from La Colina at 93, as Lorraine did, my wife. We were traveling, we took our trips around the world, and in 95, one morning, Big George Pendergast called me. And he's a former band parent. His son and daughter are here this evening, or this afternoon, nap time. We will meet them a little bit later. But he said, Van, I was watching the Today Show, and there was this senior band. It was from the Eastman School of Music area in New York. And he said, they're starting this national program, New Horizons. Well, we didn't call our band New Horizons because there was a New Horizons community in Goleta, remember at that time? So I don't know if they wanted to be, you know, identified with us or we with them. So we came up with a Primetime Band. Actually, the first title was the Primetime 50 Plus Dream Band. That became too long for all the legal work that we did. But anyway, he said, could I come over and show you a video? This was the morning in March of 95. So I said, sure, well, let's a 12-minute video. He said, he played the video, and I turned around to him, and I said, when do you want to start? So then we really needed a third person to, and especially in a music store, and Nick Rail, who is sitting here in the front. And you will meet him a little bit later. So the three of us met for a couple months, I guess, planning, you know, how do we do this sort of thing. And our first rehearsal, by the way, we wanted to wait until September and start with the schools. The the people that had signed up said, no way, we want to start now. So that was in the middle of August. 33 people, 13 had never played. They were trying to figure out how to put the instrument together. Really. And the other 20, probably many of them hadn't played for 20, 30, 50 years. So we're going to play, and I had four assistants. I don't know if they're in the building. Carolyn Terry Okabrady, Karen Dutton, Nancy Matheson, Jim Mui, myself. We split the group up into five sections. And I said, you know, I was thinking of the kids on the first day that I had kids, and these are just older kids. So I said, let's learn how to play. You don't have to teach them how to read or anything. Teach them how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb. In the easiest key for that instrument, it really didn't go through my mind, you know, how this was all going to develop. So we got back together and we played that together in five different keys. And we will demonstrate how that sounded. And this is the most unforgettable moment of this afternoon. Dissonant, but it has its own flavor. No, but really, you should have seen the faces of these people when they were doing that. I'm actually playing an instrument, sort of look on their face. And from there, 4 months later, I told them soon that we were going to give a concert in 4 months. Always need that, you know, lesson plan. And so that was in the middle of December in the Lock Lane Auditorium. And by that time we had 55 members. And then, so we're going to play two of the pieces that we played at that concert. I think we had around 300 people there out of the auditorium holding 500. Any of you, were you there? Yes, several on the back, and they're still coming. Montego Bay and